Or is that LK?
LK. K4GSC.
A3GCA.
Good morning, Patrick, and good morning, Richard. I think it's morning. Nope, not yet. Good evening. Patrick, what are you doing up so late?
Studying for my refrigeration final tomorrow morning.
I wish you well on that. You think you're ready for it?
Yeah, this is just the hands-on portion of it. It's just evacuation and charging of a system. Nothing I hadn't done before. So just trying to get these exams knocked out at the end of the semester so I can start on the next.
Assuming you're going into what, heating and air, HVAC, is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir. I actually just got my license last week, as a matter of fact.
Congratulations. I know that'll be a nice change of pace, and there'll always be work out there for you.
Roger. You ain't got to worry about going out of business and make a good deal of money at it as well. Come on in there, Richard.
I just wanted to say hi to Shane real quick. Sally's already turned in. I just wanted to let him know that she turned in early. And she would have missed her enjoying talking to you there tonight. So she made it home and was able to check into the net after the fact, even though we did a pre-check. But she got home earlier than she thought she would, and so she checked in to say hi to Gary. But I'll let her know that you were on here late tonight, Shane. I think tonight's your night off, KA3JCA.
Should be in bed catching up on sleep, but I'm back here doing stuff. I'm sorry I missed her. I checked in the net too, but I didn't turn it on till a little after 9:30. I got in at the last of it, but would have been good to hear. So you guys have a good evening or a good night. Hope you sleep well, and good to hear you, Richard. Say hello to Miss Sally.
Yes, I sure will. And to the other gentleman, good luck on your test tomorrow. I never went for my actual license. I got my refrigerant license for the EPA thing, so I could did the class one and class two, but didn't do the class three. So don't do that kind of work anymore. KA3JCA.
See, I actually, when I tested the other day for my EPA license, I actually knocked out all of them in one fell swoop and got the universal license. So that's as high as you can go, and I don't need to do it anymore. I'm just glad that part of it's over. It was nerve-wracking.
So, alrighty. Well, maybe one day I'll pick your rates up, because I wanted to go for it, I just never did. Alright, 7-3 guys, KA3JCA.
Sleep well. I'll talk to you maybe tomorrow sometime. This license you get, is that a one-time deal, or do you have to retest every so many years?
It's a one-time deal unless they change some of the regulations. And I got lucky that they just changed them right before I tested, so probably should be a while before I have to test again or do any kind of training to catch up with any new regulations.
The regulations, would they? They don't do things like that.
Oh, they do things like that. You know how the federal government is. I mean, you look at our licenses for the radio. So, at least you don't have to go back and retest every so often. Yeah, but the refrigerants they're changing big time. Most of the new refrigerants are actually, actually flammable. It's propane, butane, ethane, methane, that kind of thing. It's interesting, to say the least.
A little sarcastic there about the regulation changing, but I know, I think there's been, well, we're going on 4 or 5 different types of refrigerant since I was old enough to remember what they were, you know, was the R12 back in the 80s or so they were using, and it's been changing. And I know when they tap the systems and get enough money out of one, they change it to another one so they can start all over again.
Well, I mean, things like R12 and R22, you don't really see R12 anymore. You still see a good bit of R22. They don't make it anymore, so consequently, you know, when you recover some, you can have it recycled and put it back in service. That's the only way you're going to have it. Last I checked, they were paying about $4.50 a pound for it if you could turn it in.
Good. I guess they can reuse it for some of the older systems. And I'm assuming they've changed it. It's gotten better. Is that the idea? It's gotten more efficient?
Yeah, to a degree. It's gotten more efficient. A lot of the new refrigerants are blends, and they kind of have their own problems. Refrigeration works the opposite of what everybody knows about pressure and temperature. When the heat goes up, the pressure's got to go up. Well, it works the opposite way. And because when they blend these refrigerants, they have different evaporation points at different temperatures and pressures. So you can have a leak in the system with a blended refrigerant. Components of the mixture will leak out at different rates because of its characteristics. So it's kind of complicated. It took me a long time to get in the swing of things, be able to understand everything that's going on.
Said they're going to propane base now or propane blend. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's hydrocarbons. The old refrigerants had chlorine in them, and it kills the ozone layer. So they're steadily getting away from that. There's probably 70-something different blends, and it gets farther and farther away from anything chlorine-based as you go along.
Good, I guess. I just had a new heat pump put in, heat and air system, and hopefully I'll be good for a while. We'll have to... I'm not sure what it takes. I think it might still be the one... What's the latest thing? The 134, is that it, or is it... I can't remember.
Yeah, Roger, it's probably 134A or 448A, something like that.
I'm happy for you. I'm glad you passed, and I wish you well tomorrow. Will this be your last test you've got to take?
No, this is the hands-on for my refrigeration class, and then I'll have a written. And then I'll have a hands-on and written for the electricity portion of it. Yesterday morning now, we had a competency exam just to give you a little professional certification saying that you're competent, you know what you're doing kind of thing. And I passed that, so... Yeah, semester should be done about the 6th of December, and we'll get a 3-week break before we start the next semester.
Good. Are you over at one of the tech schools? Is that where you're taking it?
K4GSC Friday. That's Roger. I'm at the main campus at Greenville Tech. That's where all the heating and air is done at. They got a good crew over there. I haven't been to any kind of formal schooling since probably 1990 something, and so it was an adjustment going back to school, being 50 years old and about the oldest dude in my class, so other than instructor. So it's been interesting.
Sure it was, but I'll tell you what, though, I'm sure you're probably a little more dedicated this time, going back at a lot more life experience, and taking school a lot more serious. At least that's what I did when I went back a little bit after I got married. And boy, even that, just a couple of years later, being married and going back to school, it really changed my outlook on it.
Well, Roger, thankfully my kids are, got one that graduated last year. He's in the Army, and got one graduating this year. And then my twins will have like 3 more years, and they'll be gone. I needed to do something different. Being in the amateur radio hobby, it paid off because I sailed through the electricity portion of it.
And just learning this stuff really helps in a lot of other areas in life, and that's what one of the things I've enjoyed about it. That's really good. How long is this course? How many semesters does it take?
Well, Roger, I started in August, and I'll graduate this coming May.
2 semesters then, 1 year, I guess.
Yeah, Roger. After I finish this, I'm gonna take the industrial electricity certification as well. Get that underneath my belt. Good thing is my electricity class from this will transfer over, so that'll knock out. I'll be a little bit ahead of everybody when I come in the door.
You're making yourself more valuable, that's for sure. Especially in today's day and age, there's a need for that. For those kind of, or that kind of knowledge and skill.
Well, like I said, amateur radio helped me tremendously on the electricity portion of it, but not toot my own horn at all by saying that, but I did learn so much more that I didn't know. Especially the electricity portion of it is I've enjoyed that just immensely.
I've actually thought about that. If I had to go back and do something, or if I, wanted to go back and do something, I enjoyed the electrical, and I didn't know I would like it when I was younger, but I really enjoy reading about it and studying and learning how electricity works. And I don't know, pretty cool. That's all it's late and I'm tired, so that's all I can say.
Yeah, Roger, I understand. It appealed to me on the aspect of problem solving. This is the problem. This is what you know about the system. What can you do to fix it? That kind of thing. That really, getting your mind working, that's what really got me pumping. Plus, too, we've had, just in the past few weeks, did a lot of work on schematics, and I'd never really been schooled in it before, and I have enjoyed that just probably a little too much. I probably geeked out over it a little bit. K4GSC.
Don't know what we'd be interested in until we get exposed to it.
So I will say this, just like amateur radio, this has been an expensive endeavor, not so much for the tuition, because the state will actually pay 100% of your tuition if you'll go into certain fields of study. But just the amount of tools involved that I've had to buy, it has been just astronomical.
See that. Tools are expensive, but that's great, though, about the state paying. I guess does that come through the kind of the lottery, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Some of it is lottery funds, but I guess a couple of years ago, it was the SC Workforce, which is now the, the unemployment people, they noticed that there was a lack of plumbers, electricians, HVAC technicians, EMTs, and nurses, and welders. If you go into those fields, the state will pay almost 100% of it. Whatever they don't pay, the federal government will step up and pay it, or the lottery fund will pay it.
Almost a no-brainer nowadays to do something like that. It's kind of surprising more people don't go into it.
Roger. Well, if the government hadn't paid for it, I wouldn't have been able to afford it. But I saw the opportunity. I was tired of doing what I was doing, and I wanted to make better money and have more job security, so I jumped. I knew I needed to do this for making excuses of, well, I don't have time, I got to work, this, that, and the other. And, you know, honestly, I just finally said, you know what, with it, I'm just going to do it. And, you know, everybody told me, well, you can't work and go to school full time. Well, by God, I did it. I'm still doing it. I work, 8 to 10 hours a day and go to school every day but Friday.
Mind if I ask what you were doing or what you're doing now in the meantime?
Right now, I'm working in a hospital for autistic kids.
I think we already talked about this one time. I'm sorry I forgot about that.
I've actually enjoyed working with kids a lot more than I thought I would. I'm not going to lie to you, it's been rough. One of them sent me to the hospital last week, knocked me out cold, and when I fell, I dislocated my thumb. And then just today, I got bit by the same child, bit me, stabbed me, punched me in the nose, and hit me in the groin in two separate incidences.
That's pretty amazing. It takes a special person. I don't know. Not everybody can do that kind of job, and I know there's people out there that need help. Some of those kids really need some help.
Well, most of those kids do need help. All of them need help, actually, in one form or the other, but some of those kids, their problem is not so much that they're autistic. They've just never been told no by anybody. You know what I mean? But consequently, they think they can do what they want and get away with it.
I know about that. And unfortunately, there's a lot of kids like that. Even kids who aren't autistic, there's a lot of kids that have never been told no. A lot of adults that have never been told no.
Mike was married to one like that.
At least you're admitting it.
My ex-husband, I'm perfectly willing to be told no, but, you know, he's the kind of fellow that his mom and dad bailed him out of every bit of trouble he's ever been in. He's never had to face the consequences of anything he ever done, so consequently he thinks he can do whatever he wants. And it's cost him, you know. He's been incarcerated a few times over it, and had his butt beat a few times over it, and my two oldest ones, his biological children, won't have anything to do with him. So, you know, hey, to me, that's punishment. That'd be punishment enough right there. I can't imagine my children not acknowledging me as their father at all. That blows my mind. I would not be able to live with myself. K4GSC Friday.
For ZLK. No, I'm with you there. I've got some family members, and you know, they're just some of the choices they've made. Their kids are estranged from them, and I just could not imagine that either. I've got four, and we are really close with them. I just can't imagine it being any other way.
Roger, that's the reason I work as hard as I do, is because of those kids. I love them. And I want to give them the best while they're here, and if they need help when they're gone, I want to be able to do that for them, too. He was three when me and his mama got married, and just had turned two, and she's seen him, and we've been married 12, 13 years, and he's seen her twice in those 13 years, and last time she called me and said, "Daddy, come get me," and she was getting ready to get in the car, and she turned around and went back to him and told him, said, "Look, you know, you may be my father, but you ain't my daddy, and you won't never, you never will be." And if it had been me, I'd have curled up in a ball and died on the spot. Now, he just kind of threw his hands up, but, you know, like I said, he's the one that's got to live with them choices. So I did the best I could for them, these two, and both of them have turned out to be wonderful, wonderful people. And both of them have decided to change their last name to my last name, which just made me, you know, turn me into a ball of mush, made me cry. Here I am, 50 years old, so, yeah, I guess you know what I mean.
Accounts there, I can't imagine any of my kids telling me they didn't want to have anything to do with me. That was just, especially if it was my fault, you know, it'd be bad enough anyway, but if knowing if I had done that to those, to the kids, you know, that would, I just can't imagine that. And then also having them tell you that way that they want to be a part of your life, or they want you to be a part of their life by changing their last name like that, that's very admirable. You're a good man, Patrick.
But I try my best. You know, my whole world could fall apart. As long as those kids are taken care of, and you know, and they know I love them, and I've done my best for them, I don't need anything else out of life. As long as that's taken care of, I'm good. I can turn my face to the wall and, you know, go meet my maker and be happy with it.
Grow up when there's somebody else that's more important than ourselves. So that's what marriage will do to you. That's what having kids will do to you. It's what it's supposed to do anyway. Not everybody figures that out, or not everybody lets it happen to them, but most people do.
I didn't get married to her anyway, till late in my life, and I had a chance to marry her when she and I were both way younger, and we didn't. And I'm kind of glad we didn't, because I wouldn't have been mature enough to done what I was supposed to do. But doing it later in life, you know, it gave me a different purpose. It made me a different person.
You get wisdom from making mistakes. Let's see, how does it go? How do you become wise? You got to make mistakes to get there. So, but then you got to learn from them too. And obviously you have, so that's good. I don't know. You can tell somebody by their kids. So you can tell the quality of a person by their kids. How about that? A lot of times, generally, you know, there's always the exception. You always have that random child who could have had the best parents in the world, but it still turned out bad. But generally, you know, like I said, you can tell the quality of the mom or the dad by the way the children are.
Roger, well, my mom used to brag on us when we were kids, because she'd say when we'd go off this place or that place or the other, and people would come back and they'd, you know, say how well-behaved we were and how respectful we were and stuff, and I never did think about it, because that's the way we were raised. I thought everybody was supposed to do that. Then I had kids of my own, and, you know, my kids, they're like anybody else's kids. You know, they act one way at home and another way other places. Not that they're bad, they're not, but, you know, they can be a total heathen at home, but, you know, they'll go to my mama's or go off with friends and stuff, and, you know, "Oh, we love your kids. They're so good, this, that, and the other." And I'm like, "Are you talking about my kids?" But I've got good kids. I cannot, for the life of me, cannot say anything bad about any of my four things that ever happened to me.
To say we'd rather our kids act up at home and be good out than to be good at home and act when they're out. So that's the way ours were too. They, you know, obviously they're gonna have times when they're not when they don't behave or whatever. But I mean, so do I, and I'm 52 years old. So it's a lifelong struggle.
Well, I once had a teacher in high school call me by my whole name and told me that I was rude, crude, and socially unacceptable. And she was right. I am, but at the same time, you know, I know I did something right because I see it come and go from the house every day.
Right, you got a lot to be proud of. So, well, that's good. I hope I'm not keeping you from studying. I've enjoyed talking to you, but I'm probably going to head off to bed here, and I hope you do well tomorrow. Hope you pass everything, and then your next semester, I hope it goes just as well, if not better.
Roger, it will. Just in the process of trying to find me a heating and air job, and once I do that, everything will be rolling my way, you know. I've got a plan, and I'm going to try to work it.
You can do sometimes. It's better than just sitting at home waiting for something good to happen to you. Got to get out there and look for it.
Well, it's good talking to you, Shane. Hope everything goes good for you, and we'll talk at you in a little bit. K4GSC and 4ZLK.
7-3 to you. Have a good evening, good morning, whatever it is now, and really good to hear you. K4GSC and 4ZLK.